Welcome to KPFK 90.7 FM, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. This is Damon Azali, and I'm your host today for Voices from the Frontline segment of the 4 o'clock Public Affairs Hour. Unfortunately, today my co-host Eric Mann got a little bit sick, so he's going to be joining us next week with a review of Mad Hot Ballroom, which is supposed to be a really, really, really exciting movie, and I'm looking forward to hearing that. So instead, we're moving everybody up. In our first segment, we're going to be talking about the moratorium on the death penalty, which is a great first step, what's happening, this bill that's going on, but we want to figure out how real it is. So Stephanie Fauché of Death Penalty Focus will bring us the details. For our second segment, did you know that the Minutemen were defeated in New Mexico? How many people know? Show of hands. Our second segment, we're going to be talking with Richard Moore of the Southwest Network for Environmental and Economic Justice for the play-by-play on the victory against the Minutemen in New Mexico. And finally, we're going to be taking calls from our listeners, and we want you to give us your thoughts on what are the burning, pressing issues of our time that you would like Voices from the Front Lines to focus on. So, with no further ado, we have Stephanie Fauché on the phone. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for speaking with me today.
Yes. So Stephanie is Program Director of Death Penalty Focus in San Francisco and is a coordinator for a statewide coalition of Californians for the moratorium on executions in California. I guess I want to start off first. The bill that we're going to be talking about now is Assembly Bill 1121. Which calls for a 2-year suspension of executions in California until a study is completed on the fairness of the death penalty. So I guess the first question, what are the chances of this passing through the legislature? And then second, if the moratorium passes, what are the chances that this study that is being called for will force a permanent moratorium?
Well, those are excellent questions. I think that there's a good chance that this could pass through the Assembly and the Senate in California. I think that more and more legislators are concerned with how the death penalty is being administered in California. Certainly a number of studies have shown that there are some discrepancies by county, that there are serious racial disparities in how the death penalty is applied. So I think that there are concerns, and those concerns have been giving this movement momentum. So I think there's a good chance that this could be passed. You know, whether the governor signs it or not, I don't know, but we see this as a process. We hope that there will be some good discussions that come about because of this moratorium bill, and I really do see this as something that's very needed in California. Whether or not the study that is currently being undertaken by the California Commission on the Fair Administration of Justice results in reforms or in a recommendation that the death penalty should be abolished, we really don't know. We certainly believe that there are a number of serious problems with that will never be resolved and should eventually
lead to the death penalty. Who sits on the committee and what are their political leanings?
There are 14 members of this commission. It's very bipartisan. It's divided. It has former U.S. attorneys, former district attorneys. It has public defenders. Director of the Habeas Corpus Resource Center. It has academics. It has a victims' rights advocate. It's very well balanced, but very moderate. All of these people are very moderate in their views of the death penalty.
And so moderate meaning that they'll be against the death penalty because it's not because it's morally wrong, but how it's actually implemented is unfair.
Moderate in the sense that I think that they're all open to seeing what is revealed in the study, that there aren't a lot of conclusions that have already been drawn about the system.
Okay. So this bill actually comes on the Hill, and we talked a little bit earlier about this. It comes on the Hill of Senate Bill 609, which is a Gloria Romero bill, who was calling for the closures of some of California's youth authorities.
Mm-hmm.
And why this is important, there, you know, been all these allegations of abuse, you know, camera, you know, taped beatings. 4 youth actually have been killed in the last year and a half. And Gloria Romero, who has been longtime fighter on criminal justice stuff against the SHU, the Security Housing Union, against the Police Guard Union, she at this particular point gutted her bill before it actually got through. So I want to ask you questions about the authors of this actual bill. So there, I think I have 3, and there might be more. I have Paul Koretz from West Hollywood, who's a who's a Democrat, Sally Lieber from Mountain View, and Melvin Dimoli from Los Angeles. And those are all kind of liberal Democrats. The main author, Koretz, in one of the newspaper articles I wrote, said that he had mixed feelings on the moral opposition to the death penalty. So even though it's a temporary moratorium, and not calling for something like prison closures, et cetera, how solid do you think they are in terms of fighting and pushing for this?
I think that they are very dedicated to pushing for suspension of executions. While Assemblyman Koretz may have mixed feelings about the morality of the death penalty, he has certainly been very clear about his concerns with how the system works and whether it can ever be fixed. I think that's extremely important.
And how long has this been actually in, how long have you guys been working on this particular bill with these assembly people?
Well, this bill was just introduced on June 14th. It was a gut and amend. So basically, Assembly Bill 1121 was a bill full of gibberish and has now been amended, or will be amended in the next few days, to become a moratorium bill. But the idea of introducing a moratorium bill has been around for years, I think ever since the year 2000 when Governor George Ryan of Illinois declared a moratorium in that state. In other states, recognizing that we don't have the leadership that was willing to do that, I think we have thought the best way to accomplish this is through the legislative process.
So just kind of going on the governor tip, so how about we first talk about after Ryan in Illinois did that, what's happening now? How is it different on the ground and whatnot in Illinois?
I think there are a number of very important changes that have come about in Illinois. One, general support for the death penalty has dropped from about 65% to under 48% in Illinois.
And this was just a moratorium, right?
Yes.
But like, was there a time length on it?
No, the moratorium on executions, which is simply just a suspension of executions, is still in place in Illinois, even though Governor George Ryan departed and there is a new governor. He has decided to continue the suspension of executions.
And so does that mean that people still get charged with the death penalty, but the sentence doesn't get carried out like they get carried out like life in prison, or?
Well, they can be charged and the death penalty can be sought, but no executions can take place in that state.
Okay.
And also in Illinois, a number of very significant reforms have been enacted to ensure that fewer and fewer innocent people are wrongfully convicted, which I think is very important.
Okay.
Certainly they do not address a lot of the disparity issues that I was mentioning earlier, but these are very important reforms. Certainly, it is important to be concerned with jailhouse informant testimony, and adding restrictions to how that's used is important. It may not lead us to our ultimate goal, but I do think that it helps in the long run with our justice system.
Right. So if we're looking at kind of the, now back to, cause our current state, the governor has said that he supports the current law as it is. And I said to myself, surprise, surprise, someone who has a nickname of the governator, not one of my calling for a moratorium on the death penalty, you know, is not so much of a surprise. Where do you think he's going to enter in this debate? Is he using this as leverage for upcoming elections? Do you think he's going to sign it, et cetera?
We really don't know. What I can tell you is, interestingly enough, the author of the current death penalty law, also a Republican, former district attorney, now supports a moratorium on executions. So for many people, this is a journey. It is a process. We hope that as there's more debate in the public about this issue, as there are hearings on the bill, as the word of wrongfully convicted individuals that have been sentenced to death in California and been freed begin to speak out, that perhaps we will be able to change the governor's mind. We certainly don't know, but I think if we look at all of the problems that we have here that are so serious, that any reasonable person would change their mind.
Okay, so I guess the kind of last big chunk I wanted to talk to you about is the thing about disparities, and I think in particular race comes to mind on all levels of the criminal justice system in California. And California has been the almost Nazi Germany of legislation that gets people incarcerated, fills prisons, et cetera, et cetera. what are some of, first of all, are you talking about that? Because I know there's a lot of different ways that people can move on campaigns. Some can be highlighting the economic pieces, the morality piece, and then some people, I mean, I think like the Strategy Center would really focus on the racial disparity. So maybe you can talk a little bit about some of that.
Sure, that is a huge concern for us. For death penalty sentencing in California, the race of the victim plays a huge role in who gets sentenced to death. The race of the defendant surely plays a role, and I think that's incredibly important why that happens. I think that you have to look at that in conjunction with issues like the economic and geographic disparities as well. But we are looking at that, and those are that is one of those things that will be very hard for the California Commission on the Fair Administration of Justice to dismiss and say, oh, we've got that problem solved, here's our quick fix. It's very hard to fix racism in this state. So I think that there will always be doubt as to whether the system of justice can be administered fairly, whether the death penalty can be applied fairly. And that's why we're opposed to it and support its abolition. But we do think this moratorium or suspension of executions while the study takes place is a necessary step.
Right. And I would say the group that I work with, the Bus Riders Union, we're actually for free transportation in L.A. for everybody who is interested, but do also see is no fare increases and cutting down on the price that people actually have to pay on the bus as a step toward that. So that totally makes sense. I guess first let me just give, if folks are interested in talking more and getting more information on this current bill, or more information on Death Penalty Focus, they should check out www.deathpenalty.org or www.californiamoratorium.org, and they both send you to the same place. I guess with the last minute, wanted to say that I know Death Penalty Focus has done a lot of really great work on the policy level, and I wanted to know what are the plans to actually bring this to more of the kind of grassroots level. So, you know, my grandma down the street will be like, yeah, this is bad. You know, child, we got to do something about this.
Well, I think there's lots of things that people can do. We are going to be leading a campaign district by district for people to meet with their legislators and explain why this is a personal issue for them. We are encouraging people to write to their local newspapers, not just the LA Times, but Modesto Bee and Fresno Bee, and each of their papers where they live and explain why they think this is a great thing. We hope people will get in touch with us. There are lots of great resources on the California Moratorium website that you just mentioned, californiamoratorium.org. And we look forward to working with people as this progresses.
Thank you so much. We had Stephanie Fauché from Death Penalty Focus. If you want more information, again, www.deathpenalty.org. So we will be right back in a minute with Richard Moore on the victory against the Minutemen.
You're listening to the 4 o'clock report, Voices from the Frontline Edition here on Independent Radio KPFK in Los Angeles. KPFK would like to thank all the food donors of this past fund drive, such as Vegan Express on Coinga Boulevard West. That's Coinga Boulevard West, Vegan Express, Homegirl Cafe in East L.A., Good Neighbor in Studio City, Pita Pita in Pasadena, the Coffee Table Bistro in Eagle Rock, and many more. Stay tuned at 5 o'clock tonight when Susie Weissman discusses the Downing Street memo with John Bonifaz. That'll be live, and he's from the National Voting Rights Institute. We'll be right back.